Liberal MPs threatened to cross the floor over the net zero target. Music promoter Michael Gudinski died from mixed drug use. And COVID-19 restrictions will ease further tonight, but doctors warn hospitals are buckling under the weight of the pandemic. Good morning, it's Friday, October 29. I'm Nicole Purcell. This is your news with The Age. Start your day with your mind wide open. From tonight, Melburnians will finally be able to travel to regional Victoria and remove masks outdoors as indoor venues, including restaurants, pubs, gyms, hairdressers, shops and cinemas, reopen to the fully vaccinated from 6 p.m. But research from The Age's Resolve Political Monitor shows 41% feel the speed of the reopening is about right, while 30% say it's too slow and 19% think it's too quick. It also found vaccine hesitancy plummeted during the recent outbreak and lockdown, with the proportion of people who said they were unlikely to get vaccinated falling from 29% in May to just 6% in October. Despite the surging vaccination rate, doctors warn the state's health system is buckling under the weight of the pandemic. Australian Medical Association State President Dr. Roderick McRae said it was going to get worse before it gets better. Victoria recorded another 1,923 cases and 25 deaths yesterday. Liberal MPs were so concerned the Nationals would block a net zero emissions target in any new climate change policy that they formed a secret group to push the Prime Minister on the issue and raise the prospect of crossing the floor in Parliament. One of 18 backbenchers in the push said several would have considered supporting a Labor motion endorsing the target if the Nationals had succeeded in excluding it from coalition policy. The Prime Minister is set to call for a crackdown on social media platforms at the G20 meeting in Rome before presenting his climate policy at COP26 in Glasgow next week. Mr. Morrison has been forced to clarify that agriculture would be included in the net zero target after Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce claimed it would be exempt. Australia will not, however, sign the Global Methane Pledge to cut emissions 30% by 2030, potentially creating tension in Glasgow. The late music promoter Michael Gudinski died of mixed drug use, court documents have revealed. 12 drugs, including cocaine, oxycodone, and morphine, were found in his system, and he had existing conditions of heart disease, cirrhosis, and recent vertebral fractures. Mr. Gudinski was reported to have died in his sleep of a heart attack in March, but his death certificate lists the cause of death as mixed drug use in a man with a form of heart disease. The Mushroom Group, the record label Mr. Gudinski co-founded, said in a statement he was given medication to treat an injury. And in other news, the Reserve Bank may be forced to increase official interest rates before the next federal election, with inflation on track to hit consumers and businesses before Christmas. Australia's imprisonment rate, the number of prisoners per 100,000 people, increased by 25% over the past decade, despite the offending rate falling over the same period. And China's military recently conducted tests of hypersonic weapons, which fly faster and lower than conventional ballistic missiles and are harder to detect, a top US general confirmed. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Nicole Purcell. Have a great day.